Good afternoon, everybody. You're tuned to 103.2 Dublin City FM, and this is Europe Today with your presenters for this week, Carmel O'Donoghue and myself, John Byrne. Coming up on the programme this week, I'll be speaking to the wonderful Noel O'Connell, who is the Executive Director of the European Movement Ireland, about their new desktop guide to the EU entitled Just Effects, which is being launched today. We'll be hearing from 10-year-old award-winning photographer Caleb McDermott, who just picked up his winner's prize of a beautiful Apple iPad for his entry in the Light a Beacon for Climate Change digital photo competition. Carmel has her weekly report on some items of Irish interest across the EU. We'll have headline reports from the European Commission, and we'll have some wonderful eclectic music from Portugal and Britain as well. So stay tuned to us here on 103.2 Dublin City FM for the next half an hour and your programme Europe Today. Pioneering research by a Galway scientist could make heart attacks and strokes a thing of the past. Dr. Katrina Lally, who is based at Dublin City University, has just been awarded a major EU grant of €1.5 million to explore arterial vascular disease. Vascular blockages can slow blood flow in the body with fatal consequences. Dr. Katrina Lally says her research with medical imaging will spot early signs of cardiovascular disease.
We should be able to use this medical imaging to look at the underlying structure of arteries and see signs of disease much earlier. Now, if we can see signs of disease, then we can treat that disease earlier, even using pharmacological treatments, but we can also design medical devices that might be able to induce or stimulate repair of that tissue much earlier.
Two-thirds of Irish people are now using the internet on a daily basis. New figures out recently from Eurostat also shows that 28% of Irish people are using cloud or storage computing, which is 7% above the EU average. Ciara Eustace of the European Commission says the new figures suggest that Irish people are more computer savvy than our EU counterparts when it comes to cloud computing.
Well, these figures released today tell us that internet usage by Irish people has increased from 25% in 2006 to 65% in 2014. That's everyday usage by individuals. And use of cloud services has also increased. 28% of Irish people are currently using the cloud for storage, and highest among 16 to 24-year-olds, with 40% of this age group using the cloud.
A 10-year-old boy from Killester in North Dublin has won this year's EU-sponsored Light a Beacon climate change competition. Caleb McDermott, who is a fifth-class pupil at St Bridget's Boys National School, took a photograph of a penguin in a kayak titled What About the Penguins? Who Will Help Them? Caleb says his idea and message were quite simple.
I put a penguin on my dad's kayak and we stuck a stick and we stuck a sign, a piece of paper that said help on it. Because if the icebergs melted, then the penguins would have nowhere to stay, and penguins are my favourite animal.
A new food labelling regime commences across the European Union this weekend. Font sizes on labels will be larger, and details will be provided on foods that could cause allergies. Food stocks with existing labels formats will be phased out in the coming weeks. Ruth Deasy of the EU office in Dublin says it's win-win for the consumer.
Well, the labels should be much easier to read because the type will be larger, and there'll be a lot more information about things that people could be allergic to, like nuts or gluten. And indeed, in restaurants, it will also have to be shown. Companies have had 3 years to adapt, so it should make things much easier for consumers.
New figures from Eurostat show that wages in the Irish food and accommodation sector in 2012 were 49% below the national average. The lowest average hourly wage rate in the food and accommodation sector in Ireland was €15.40. The average hourly wage rate in the euro area was €29.30. Ciara Eustace of the EU office in Dublin said the Eurostat figures record variations in wage rates across a number of sectors.
Well, they show that the average hourly labour cost in across the total economy was about €30, whereas in the food and accommodation sector, average hourly labour costs were 49% below this average. In the financial and insurance sector, the hourly labour costs were 43% above the national average.
This is Carmel O'Donoghue for Europe Today on 103.2 Dublin City FM. Ireland has the second highest car use among EU member states, according to a recent Eurobarometer survey. 73% of Irish respondents reported using their car most often on a daily basis, compared to an EU average of 54%. Irish enterprises are among the most likely to get the cloud, according to new Eurostat figures. Ireland has the fifth highest share of enterprises using the cloud at 28% this year. The EU average was 19%, with Finland in top place at 51%. Enterprises using the cloud in Ireland were most likely to do so for file storage and email services. On an EU level, security issues were the main factor stopping companies already using cloud services from making more use of them. With growing numbers of refugees from Syria seeking sanctuary in Turkey, the European Commission is giving an additional 10 million humanitarian funding, both inside Turkey and inside Syria. The funding will help refugees living outside camps with cash assistance programmes, material assistance for newcomers and healthcare. On aviation news, the EU is making $3 billion available to deliver the single European sky. The European Commission has signed a new partnership agreement involving major air traffic management stakeholders. Airlines, airport operators and air navigation service providers will receive up to $3 billion in EU funding in order to implement common projects and modernise Europe's air traffic management system. Do you ever find yourself looking for statistics on populations and housing anywhere in Europe? Would you know how many single-parent families live in your area? How many residents in your area were born abroad? When did they arrive in the country? How does your area compare with other parts of Europe? There is now an easy and flexible way to get answers to these questions. The European Census Hub. It provides detailed information about individuals, families, households and housing in EU countries, regions and even towns. A Luxembourg court has charged the person responsible for whistleblower revelations, which exposed secret tax avoidance deals between Luxembourg and hundreds of big-name multinationals. The charges are of theft and money laundering. The complaint was brought by PwC Luxembourg. The company has been accused of selling tax avoidance on an industrial scale. The LuxLeaks scandal exposed deals that saved some of the world's largest companies, including IKEA, Apple and Pepsi, billions of dollars in taxes. Could do better is the message to some European countries from Transparency International's latest report on global corruption levels. While 17 EU countries improved in its rankings, France, Sweden and Malta fell, and the rest showed no improvement. This is Carmel O'Donoghue for Europe Today on 103.2 Dublin City FM.
Bones shake, it's lonely, it's late. Footsteps echo, glimmer of hate, howling candles are blowing us out. What can I tell you? It's all going down. And there's a silence deep down in my soul. We'll be right back.
That's an up-and-coming young British singer-songwriter, and her name is Laura Walsh. That's a track called Ghosts. Keep an eye out for her in 2015.
Now you can follow Europe Today on Twitter.
A new desktop guide which provides an overview of the European Parliament, the European Commission, the European Council and the Councils of the EU is being launched this week by European Movement Ireland. There is detailed information about the new Parliament's political groupings, members and structures, as well as the portfolios and backgrounds of the members of the new EU Commission. On the line now to tell us a little bit more about all this is Executive Director of the European Movement Ireland, Noel O'Connell. Noel, thanks a million for taking the time out to talk to us here on Europe Today. Noel, can you tell us a little bit about the new Just the Facts desktop guide?
Absolutely, John. Well, we're delighted to be launching our brand new and very handy practical desktop guidebook to the EU. So what essentially is, John, it's part of our work to develop the connection between Ireland and Europe, and in a very practical, jargon-free as manner as possible, information that Irish people need to understand, to contact, to connect and work with the EU, whether it's our elected representatives, that is our MEPs, or whether we're looking at the European Commission, because we have a new European Commission in place, or the whole Council of the EU. So what we're trying to do with it is kind of bring all that information together in a very handy, very user-friendly, little handy desktop guidebook, looking at the European Parliament, the new European Parliament set up for 2014-2019. We're looking at the new European Commission, and we're looking at the role and the composition of the European Council and Councils of the EU. So we kind of give a bit of a snapshot summary, I suppose, of Ireland and the setup here. And then we also look at the composition and the makeup of the political groupings in the Parliament. And we look at that across the 28 member states. And we've really managed to kind of pull it all together in about very handy 50 or so pages that fits very nicely on people's desks.
So essentially this is the definitive guide starting off in 2015, looking at the new commission and the new appointments and things like this, and given the details of as it stands starting off from in the new year. Yeah,
absolutely, John. I mean, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. I mean, we all know how hard it is to sometimes to kind of decipher or get the relevant information, given that there's so much information out there in relation to European developments and the whole EU. And what, I suppose what we're trying to do very much is bring it all together in an intelligible, easy to understand format.
Indeed,
and
so
it's very practical, it's very user-friendly. And we're really excited and delighted that Minister Coveney is going to be launching it for us this week.
The other thing I was going to ask you about as well, and it's called the Green Book. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
Essentially, John, our Green Book is one-stop Bible reference source for Irish people interested in working for the different EU institutions and agencies and looking to get a foot on the ladder in Brussels. It is very much what it says on the tin. It has been written by former Irish interns. We've had input from people who've worked in Brussels and come back, and it's a really practical, handy how-to guide for Irish people who are interested in getting a job in the different EU institutions, such as the Commission, the Parliament, the Council, the different agencies, NGOs, public affairs companies. What we try and do is give a little bit of background about how you should go about pulling together your CV, your application, the interview process, the next steps, how then actually to progress. Once you've done your internship, say, with the Commission or the Parliament, what are the next steps? What do you want to do next? Where do you see yourself going? Say, for example, you want to continue on. You want to get a contract, or we look at how people go about the concours to get a permanent position in the civil service there. So we've, you know, it's very comprehensive, a very practical, and really, really a useful source for people who are interested in taking that step, because it's really important, John, as you no doubt know, and I'm sure the listeners will be aware, that for us, for Ireland, for us to continue to have our say at the European table, it's really important that Irish people look and consider the EU and its different institutions and agencies and bodies as a really viable and important career opportunity for Irish people. That way we'll have a strong pipeline of Irish voices throughout the civil service. For example, the current Secretary General is an Irish lady called Catherine Day. And it would be fantastic if we had more Irish people like Catherine to fly the flag over in Brussels for us. Indeed, and this is something absolutely. That we feel really strongly about, and it's part of our grad jobs work, our Green Book work. And it's great to see we're working very closely with the Department of the Taoiseach are very involved in the whole EU jobs campaign, as are the Commission and the Parliament. And we're just trying to promote really awareness of the different EU institutions amongst Irish graduates.
Fantastic. Okay, what will be the focus of the European movement in 2015, Noelle?
Well, we've lots going on, we've certainly lots going on. We're obviously continuing with our advocacy and communications work, of which are just the facts, policy briefings, and our desktop guide forms one part. Our grad jobs work, we'll continue to give talks to different third level institutions throughout the country. We'll be doing a new version of our Green Book, updating it next year. That's going to be a big body of work for us.
Okay.
And our Blue Star program, which we're the national implementation body for, we have about 170 primary schools with about 20,000 pupils in every county in Ireland taking part, which is fantastic. So that's going to be a big part of our workload for next year. And I suppose really at a higher level and on a I suppose coming down the track, we're looking very closely at the whole EU-UK-Irish relationship.
Indeed,
and how that's going to pan out.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously the British general election taking place in May, John, I think that's something that we're going to be very, very focused on. And the whole Brexit issue, as it's kind of been, it's becoming known as, is certainly something that as an organisation we'll be looking at. We'll be talking about it to our members, you know, our colleagues in European Movement Northern Ireland, European Movement UK. And that's going to be a big part of the potential in-out UK referendum will certainly be a big part of our work, as will the whole area around TTIP and the free trade agreements that are currently in the process of being negotiated between the EU and Canada and the US. So that's a big part of our work as well.
The launch of the Just for Facts desktop guide is this week. And where can people just give us those website details again?
Yeah, sure. So it'll be launched this week. Available. I was going to say available in all good bookstores. we'll work on that, but it's available from our organisation. So have a look at our website, www.europeanmovement.ie, and get in touch with us here in the office if you're interested in finding out more. So all information will be on our website.
Okay. Sorry, Noelle, did you say it's going to be available as a hard copy as well?
Yeah, we have.
All right, okay.
We have
on demand. Yeah.
Anybody
wants to, if anybody wants to get one, they can give they can give you a buzz there. Noelle, again, thanks a million for taking the time out to talk to us here on Europe Today. Especially today, Noelle, can I say this on air, especially now that today it's your birthday.
Thank you very much, John. There's not much point in me hiding having a birthday Christmas near Christmas with a name like Noelle, I guess.
Noelle, listen, you're always very good to us here on Europe Today, and thanks a million for taking the time out to talk to us this week. Take care of yourself.
Not at all. Thank you, John.
Happy Christmas and a happy new year to everybody in the European movement.
And listen, many happy returns. I think it's fantastic the work that you and your colleagues are doing, and wishing you all continued success into 2015.
Thanks a million, Noelle.
Thanks, John.
Broadcasting on 103.2, this is Dublin City FM.
10-year-old Caleb McDermott, a pupil of St. Bridget's Boys National School in Killesta County, Dublin, has just won a fantastic Apple Mini iPad from the European Commission for his photo entry in the Light a Beacon for Climate Change campaign, which ran from May to September this year. Europe Today caught up with Caleb and European Commission Research Liaison Officer Alicia O'Rourke at the prize-giving ceremony in Raheny Library. The first thing we asked Caleb was, how did he find out about the competition?
I was walking in town with my dad and my brother, and we were just walking and I saw this picture a sign on a window, and it said iPad Mini Prize for EU Parliament Competition.
Fantastic.
And I saw the website on it, and I usually like entering competitions, so I went home and I turned on my computer and I entered it.
Brilliant. Okay, and it was as straightforward as that.
Yeah.
We have Alicia O'Rourke here with us as well. Yeah. Alicia, can you tell us a little bit about the Light of Beacon for Climate Change?
Sure. We launched the campaign back in January 2014 at the BT Young Scientists and Technology Exhibition in the RDS. And basically, it's about giving people an opportunity to have their say and to express their vision for the future and how they can tackle climate change. So during the BT event, we had over 600 people visiting us at the stand and writing up a message about climate change and saying what they would like to see change.
Yeah.
Following on from that, then in May we launched the competition, which was called Why Should I Care About Climate Change? And it was a digital photography competition open to 9 to 18 year olds. There were two categories, primary and secondary, and Caleb McDermott has won the primary category with his fantastic penguin photo. The secondary category was won by a 16-year-old girl in Fermoy, County Cork.
And have you any idea, Alicia, why Caleb's photograph was singled out for recognition above all the rest of the entries?
I think it stood out. The judges basically said that it was fabulous, they loved it, and they loved the link that he said he was worried who was going to help the penguins. You know, if the Arctic ice is melt, indeed, where are they going to live? So he had good concerns, he had a good idea, and his picture was very unusual. We had no other picture like it. So it was a really excellent picture.
Well, listen, thanks a million for taking the time out to talk to us on Europe Today, and well done with your prize. Alicia O'Rourke from the European Commission, thanks a million for taking the time out to talk to us on Europe Today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming.
No, indeed. Thanks, Alicia.
Thanks a million.
Well done. Well done, Caleb.
Thank you.
Quero ser aquele que te acorda. Não me importa que evites, que grites, que piques, que digas que eu sou isto e aquilo. Vivo no vacilo, porque sei o que é preciso para tu carares, gostares, olhares e pensares que queres ficar comigo.
Um embaraço de invadir o teu espaço. Estou aqui há dois minutos e só te quero nos meus braços. Nem sei o que tens quando vens, fico bem. E não há mais ninguém que eu queira. E tu sabes que eu adoro as tuas vaidades, que de mim só ouves verdades. Luís, eu preciso de ti, faço tudo para ficar contigo.
Vi-te aqui por perto e sem ser discreto perguntei-te o nome, sorriste e sem hesitar pedi-te o telefone. Subiste a meu ego, mas guardei segredo e falámos por horas. Luísa, quero te encontrar. O que é que eu faço agora?
Coisas, Luísa, mas tu sabes que eu não tenho juízo. Há receios que tens de anseios que eu tenho. O que é que queres que eu te diga? E quero desvendar todos os teus mistérios e que vejas que o que eu digo é sério. Luísa, estou cego por ti, vou fazer com que tu sejas minha.
Fico aqui por perto e sem ser discreto nome.
That's a track called Luisa by Portuguese band D.A.M.A. Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week, folks. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. Again, a very, very special thank you to all our guests this week. Noel O'Connell from the European Movement Ireland, 10-year-old Caleb McDermott from Kilester, and Alicia O'Rourke from the European Commission. Join me again here on 103.2 Dublin City FM at the same time next week on your programme, Europe Today. Thank you.